Rattaloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1260, March 6, 2024. It was 69 degrees on this day 24 years ago. In the year 2000, we must have had a lovely spring day. And 16 below on this day in 1890.
Uh-oh, I still have Alice in Chains playing. Give me a second.
Probably should have the other song ready.
Right, this one right here, you mean.
Hail the Flashlight King.
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers, Manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your Flashlight King, Fireworks Commissioner, and the Keeper of Common Sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Kenny, I don't remember the context, but yesterday you brought up some hippie farm up your way when you were a kid.
Yeah, the locals called it the rhubarb farm, but we know what was going on up there.
Well, Mitch writes, it was actually called the Happy Sunshine Rhubarb Farm, and his grandfather lived a few miles northeast of the Happy Sunshine Rhubarb Farm, and some of the members of the farm commune went to his farm and asked if they could trade labor, helping him bale hay in exchange for some of the noxious plants growing wild in his pasture. His grandfather didn't care either way, and he thought it might be entertaining to watch these dopers try to lift hay bales. He was entertained and not disappointed, but they were disappointed and not entertained. Reportedly, all they got was ditchweed and diarrhea, not high.
Wait a minute. You got to prepare.
Hey, now.
There's a couple of locals that went up there and took, like, you know, a month or two vacation from their family.
Yeah.
They're like Amish on Rumspringer. And then they got sick of all the dirty, grimy, gross hippies and went back to their lives.
And Mr. B writes, I'm going to read it in the tone I believe he wrote it. I emailed you yesterday to inform of the ice out on Rush Lake in Palmer Township, and you said you didn't want to hear about any little ponds and ice outs. It ain't no pond, mister. Loyal listener since the beginning. All right. I'm unfamiliar with Rush Lake in Palmer Township. I don't know where that would be.
Joe, there are lakes all over my area that are ice-free.
Well, Kenny, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're called the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not a big deal. Ice outs are everywhere.
Apparently, this has been corrected, but GLers, you know, we might have to bring back the slogan, and that's why Trump got elected, right?
Yep.
Because it's pretty clear now that the race is going to be Trump and Biden. Although I think the Democrats have a real, real problem on their hands. Will he be able to run? Will he be able to campaign and get his points across? And
Well, he did have a clip that surfaced yesterday.
All right.
Talking about the rise in costs with people, you know, with groceries and whatnot.
Right.
In fact, some of the small snack companies, you won't and think you won't even notice what they're doing. When they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you who did notice, the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller, paying the same price. I was stunned when I found out that's what actually happened.
Okay. Well, he's right about that.
Yeah,
it made news yesterday.
Less ounces of everything, yeah. Same price.
The Cookie Monster.
What did he say at the beginning there? Snot? Something snot?
Snack. Snack
oh,
company.
Oh, snack. All right. I got you.
Yep.
Did you see where Doritos hired a trans?
Sure did.
And that blew up in their face.
2 days, I believe it lasted.
What happened?
Dorito has fired a trans influencer just 2 days after hiring her after being alerted to her sickening tweets, including one where she wrote about doing depraved things to a 12-year-old. Samantha Hudson has also identified herself as an anti-capitalist and Marxist and has called for the destruction of the traditional monogamous nuclear family. And yet a traditional capitalist company like Doritos, owned by Pepsi, hired this extremist simply because she is trans without doing any kind of background check. Excuse me. Tweets are a matter of public record and can be easily checked by anyone online. Corporations are not checking resumes. They're just checking boxes. Samantha Hudson checked the trans box. That was all over the Daily Mail. Tim,
wouldn't you have somebody check that out?
And this was discussed at length on the Weekly Scramble. I know you guys all listened and downloaded it, so thank you.
I heard
but
it.
The whole point of the reason I brought it up is how did this company or any of the rest of them not learn from what Bud Light did?
Right.
You're going to commit suicide by doing this crap. America's fed up with this crap.
This is called ESG hiring, is it not?
Right. Two Republican lawmakers are calling for the removal of a Veterans Affairs official responsible for a since rescinded memo that directed the removal of the iconic. Would you foghorn that, please?
Get the horn.
Although
here,
it's very iconic.
It is iconic.
I know, but the word's been destroyed.
Can't use it. Yeah, right. I got you. Yep.
Rescinded the memo that directed the removal of the iconic VJ Day in Times Square photo from VA healthcare centers. That's the photo of the sailor embracing the nurse, one of the loveliest American photos ever taken. And the Veterans Affairs official will get to that. But they were afraid that that hug was non-consensual.
Oh.
So...
maybe it's cold outside.
And Montana Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke, Republican Montana, wrote to VA Secretary Dennis McDonough saying, end wokeness. They published a memo sent from Assistant Undersecretary for Health Operations Rima Ann Nelson. In the memo, Nelson called for the historic photo of a Navy sailor kissing a woman in Times Square on VJ Day in 1945. She wanted it removed from all VA medical buildings because it doesn't foster a more trauma-informed environment that promotes psychological safety. Jesus H. Christ, I'm praying. I'm serious. I'm praying. This is language from the failed academy or something. I God help us. The photo does not foster more trauma-informed environment that promotes psychological safety. This action is promoted by the recognition that the photograph, which depicts a non-consensual act, is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault as outlined in the VA handbook.
And it also goes against what the gal, Greta Friedman, said about it. I have her quotes here, if you care.
Secretary McDonough overrode the memo Tuesday. Let me be clear. The image is not banned from VA facilities, and we will keep it in VA facilities, McDonough said. Good. A VA spokesperson confirmed to Fox News, because I guess you won't read about this in conventional media, if Fox could, in fact, be considered not conventional media, although I think they've reached that status, haven't they? A VA spokesperson confirmed to Fox News that the memo was sent out but should not have been, and it has been rescinded. But the lawmakers are demanding Nelson's firing over the politically driven memo. I, too, would fire her, not to be cruel, but because I now know why she's there. Mm-hmm. And she's not there to help some Vietnam vet get his knee fixed or whatever she's in charge of. She's there for her agenda. We've got enough people in places of authority that are strictly there for the agenda.
And it's the VA falling victim to ESG, environmental, social, and governance when it comes to hiring.
The two Montana politicians called the memo only the most recent in a long line of misguided actions and woke agendas dictating the management of the VA. The lawmakers pressed McDonough for details about the process for drafting and approving the memo. Not only was this proposed policy ill-conceived, but it was also somehow deemed VHA operational priority during a time when there are significant issues with recruitment and retention, hiring freezes, and budgetary constraints. It raises the question of VHA's organizational structure and the qualifications of some of its core management, the letter said. I agree. That's why she gets fired. In a statement, McDonough responded to the letter saying, Rima has dedicated her career to serving veterans. We are fortunate to have her, and she will remain at the VA. So McDonough was willing to go out on a limb for the photo, but he's also going to defend his employee. Nelson's memo said the perspectives on historical events and their representations evolve, and that recent discussions have highlighted concerns about the non-consensual nature of the kiss, prompting debates on consent and the appropriateness of celebrating such images in today's environment, especially when institutions such as VHA facilities, which are committed to upholding standards of creating a safe and respect environment. This action reflects our dedication to creating a respectful and safe workplace and is in keeping with our broader efforts to promote a culture of inclusivity and awareness. But that's all nonsense. It's all nonsense, and I don't care if McDonough thinks this person has dedicated their life to serving veterans. I have all the evidence I need that she hasn't. The lawmakers questioned if the Office of Management and Budget, Domestic Policy Council, or the White House provided input for this guidance, and if a draft of the memo was provided to the Office of the Executive Secretary for review or approval, and how this policy was deemed to benefit either veterans or healthcare operations. The VA is not going to be banning this photo, said White House Press Secretary John Claude Kelly. I can definitely say that the memo was not sanctioned, and so it's not something that we were even aware of. I'll believe that. The lawmakers also asked for any other memos Nelson has issued.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that sad, though? You know, if I ran a newspaper, I know that that's slim pickings these days. Newspapers are on the way out, unfortunately. Many of them are understaffed and don't have the wherewithal to hire the person I would hire. I would have a reporter full time for stuff like this, because what conventional news gatherers are not covering is the purposeful deconstruction of this nation's history. They're just not covering it.
Can you cover that issue in a nonpartisan way, though?
Oh, I'd want it to be partisan as hell.
Okay, well, at least you're honest. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Maybe I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah. I would even preface each story by an editor's note saying, if you don't like this, go bleep yourself.
Well, then you're going to have to hire somebody else to provide counterpoint to your...
No,
you know how that works.
And I don't disagree. I'm not bringing this up disagreeing with you, because it is ludicrous. But does it give you hope? A couple of years ago, when my family and I, we were in San Diego, and there's a massive statue of that very photo.
Oh, really?
On the pier. I think it's called Pier 41.
I've seen it. I've been there.
Where all the ships are. You know exactly where I'm talking about, right there at the southern point. And it took us 30 minutes because there were so many people that wanted to take a photo of that.
So beautiful piece of Americana.
Let's talk about it a second. It's called The Kiss. It was taken on August 14th, 45, the woman in the photograph is Greta Friedman, who was working as a dental assistant at the time when George Mendoza, a sailor, grabbed and kissed her. She said publicly that she was not aware that he was going to kiss her. Quoting her, I did not see him approaching, and before I knew it, I was in this guy's vice grip, she said to CBS in 2012. But she's also shared more positive reactions to the image, saying, it was a wonderful coincidence, a man in a sailor's uniform and a woman in a white dress and a great photographer at the right time. So she said that in 2005.
And her descendants love it, her grandparents.
Love it, yep. She passed away 2016, age 92.
Do we know anything about the sailor?
Don't see anything about him.
You could look him up on the Google. I bet you'll find it.
Baby,
let's wait for Rookie to get here tomorrow.
They didn't end up getting married or anything like that.
But, but it's baby, it's cold outside all over again.
Yeah, it's just a shame. It's just a shame.
But it gives
but it's been
to
saved.
Me,
it's been saved.
Joe, it gives me that same feeling that we all had as a country in the weeks following 9/11. It was a togetherness that this country rarely sees anymore.
Yep. Rima Ann Nelson.
George Mendanza died in 2019 at the age of 95.
Boy, they both lived a long time.
There must have been some kiss.
I wonder if they ever corresponded or got to know each other.
Well, I'm sure they did, right?
I mean, I see Edward R. Murrow involved in this somehow, having them on his television show or something, you know.
He was a professional fisherman. That's all I can find about it, yeah.
Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-N-S-A.
Yeah.
He was caught up in the joy of Japan's final surrender when he ran... Oh, Zimmer later became friends with Mendoza and his wife, Rita. Greta Zimmer later became friends with Mendoza and his wife, Rita.
Was that her maiden name? Because I have her as Greta Friedman.
What do I have her as?
Zimmer, you said.
Greta Zimmer must have been before she was married.
All right.
Oh, it's just a wonderful story. Isn't that... What else can I find out here? I'm just glad it was saved, but is this the nose? Is this the camel's nose in the tent?
Could be.
Someone more strident than this official come along? Rima Ann Nelson, will someone even more screwed up than her come along and succeed in eliminating the photograph?
Oh, well, they're doing it all over with everything. How much time do you suppose was wasted at the VA with this discussion and argument?
That's why I fire her. We have too many people.
Tremendous amount of time.
Acting out on their agendas and not acting out on what they're supposed to be doing.
Meanwhile, we have veteran homeless wandering, our streets all over the country.
And we're giving
with no help whatsoever from Uncle Sam.
Do you think... You know, with the two gals becoming friends, do you think Mendoza just said, "Hey, how about we recreate the photo?" You know?
No, I don't think he did that, Chris.
I would hope so, Chris. I mean, gee whiz!
It shows where you and Kenny are.
It's really good.
Took an ugly turn. Didn't
it really did.
I mean, I'd probably use it in bars. Yeah, you ever seen this photo?
Jeez.
We should recreate over there by the jukebox.
This was me.
Oh, it's just neat. She has her foot up in the air as though. It was happiness. The picture is happiness.
Like Curly would do.
And look at the people around them. They're all grinning and happy and smiling. There's no traffic. Everybody's out in the streets. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And you know what? That's interesting. And now we got people protesting on behalf of Hamas in this country.
It's right in Times Square. Joe, I burned one in Times Square.
Did you?
Yeah.
For the past few weeks, I've been telling you some great information about Renewal by Anderson and their Acclaim replacement windows. Here's something you might not know. They're a J.D. Power Award winner. That's the highest customer satisfaction among window and patio door manufacturers 4 years in a row. You can find out all of the statistical verification of that on their website. They have the most 5-star reviews in the greater Twin Cities among leading full-service window replacement companies. And again, on the website, that's all verified. Log on to renewalbyanderson.com to see where and how they received these glowing statistics. They're the best, but here's the deal. They can approve it. They can prove it. So if you're in the market for windows, check out Renewal's Acclaim Replacement Windows. Their engineering and innovation is present in every component because windows are important. And it's not only windows, patio doors, and entry doors. Renewal by Anderson has the best products and the best service. And you can learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/garagelogic or give them a call. Call Renewal by Anderson at 651-705-6931.
Commercial Logic Town Council member. Here's what you're missing.
Council members, we have the ultimate practical joke to play on your significant other, your buddy, your brother, your friend, whatever. Go to the store, the music store, buy a cheap harmonica, and then get some zip ties and zip tie that harmonica on the undercarriage of the person's vehicle.
Oh, sweet wow. Jesus.
Yeah. You got to make sure the mouthpiece part is facing forward and you get up to speed and that thing starts singing and it will drive them crazy.
You should have done this to Joe.
I know. I sent it to him. I was so excited that I sent it to Such right away and then I'm going, oh, damn it, I should have sent it to Paul.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Souchere.
Run better, last longer. Seriously, other than more horsepower, what do you need for your cylinders? That's pretty much everything we ask for. And Seafoam Motor Treatment provides it in bundles, in droves. It's the best way to save money from costly repairs and ensure you arrive on time at your intended destination worry-free. Now, look, at it just as a small aside here, if you do want to add anywhere from 5 to 15 more horsepower to your engine, the answer, Racing Stripes. Put a Racing Stripe on it. Guaranteed you get more horsepower and speed out of it. Anyway, back to Seafoam. All the common engine issues that plague so many cylinders are eliminated with occasional doses of Seafoam in the gas. All those costly repairs that take time and money out of your wallet, negated with those occasional hits of Seafoam. And best of all, it's so easy to use. Just stroll into whatever chemical aisle you seem to be nearby, gas station, auto parts, big box, little box, grocery store, pick up a can of Seafoam, give it a couple doses, and you'll reap the benefits of a happy, healthy engine. You'll find it everywhere. A wonderful product in a world of bad gas, Seafoam.
The UN climate chief is saying, you know, if only we could get rid of some loopholes and we had more cash, we could really halt climate change. This is something by the always available Seth Borenstein. I didn't read the whole thing because it's the same BS. This has nothing to do with the climate. This is all about a money grab. But Jordy provided a quote that I just, I really am fascinated by this quote. It's a quote by Theodore Dalrymple, who was a famous doctor and all over the world. He's contributed to newspapers all over the world. And the quote is, in my study of communist societies, I came to the conclusion that the purpose of communist propaganda was not to persuade or convince, not to inform, but to humiliate. And therefore, the less it corresponded to reality, the better. When people are forced to remain silent when they are being told the most obvious lies, or even worse, when they are forced to repeat the lies themselves, and I would say climate change, because the climate's always changed, they lose once and for all their sense of probity. To assent to obvious lies is, in some small way, to become evil oneself. One's standing to resist anything is thus eroded and even destroyed. A society of emasculated liars is easy to control. I think if you examine political correctness, it has the same effect and is intended to. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dalrymple.
His real name is something Daniels.
That Anthony, was his pen name, right?
Yeah, Anthony Malcolm Daniels. Listen to this. Joe, I've been reading about him because he's so fascinating. He was born in Kensington, London. Listen now, his father was a communist businessman of Russian Jewish descent.
Wow.
His Jewish mother was born in Germany and came to England as a refugee from the Nazi regime.
Wow, she made it out.
Yeah, yeah. Fascinating.
Well, their son saw the truth.
Yep.
I have Betty McCollum represents District 4, Congressional District 4, which would be where I live. And we've noted before that, like many of her ilk, she is completely unknown and unseen. When she, seriously, Yeah. I've never seen her in a restaurant. I've right. never seen her walking down Grand Avenue. I've never.
Would you? I mean, you obviously know what she looks like.
Sure.
Okay.
But I when she comes back to St. Paul, which I'm sure she does grudgingly, where does she go? What does she do?
None of your business.
Well, I have her. A number of emailers wanted me to be aware of her latest note to her constituents.
Oh.
And it's from Congressman Betty McCollum. And the subject is, which priority is most important in President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address? All right. Dear 4th District constituent, from lowering prescription drug costs to rebuilding America's infrastructure, President Biden and House Democrats have delivered for the American people over the past 3 years. Okay. On Thursday, March 7, tomorrow, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address, outlining the work we have done so far and his vision for the United States in the years ahead. I don't want them to ever have visions. Those always end up bad. As I get ready for the State of the Union, I want to hear from you. Which priority is most important to hear President Biden talk about on Thursday night? And then she offers six topics that you could check if you think.
Oh, this ought to be good. Hold on. Let me get a pen and paper. This ought to be a wonderful.
Lowering prescription drug costs.
Okay.
That's a social program. Reducing the cost of health care coverage. That's a social program.
I'd like to hear more on that.
Canceling student debt.
No.
Defending reproductive freedom. In other words, freedom to kill the kid. Just say it, Betty.
No.
Expanding veterans benefits.
Yes.
Well, they at least earned it.
Yes.
And then other. Well, wouldn't the other...
other? You mean things that matter?
Oh, like the border, maybe?
Yeah.
Crime, maybe? Yeah. Inflation, well, you know, maybe? Racial division?
If that's your thing, I don't know.
Terrorism, maybe, and on and on. Wow. Betty, you're just a really lost touch. Now, it's undeniably true that prescription drug costs are important, and so is reducing the cost of health care, and so is taking care of veterans. Yeah. So I'm going to give her 3 out of her 6, but you could have thrown me 3 that actually have something to do with most of us.
Here's why you shouldn't, because she is following whatever orders that she has been given by the Democratic Party to distract us into looking at and considering things that don't matter. I mean, the list is apocryphal for what's not on the list. Wouldn't you agree? And did I use that word right?
I think you did it wrong again.
I did it wrong again. Apocryphal. I should never use that word ever. That list is ridiculous for the things that aren't on that list. Perfect. There. Thank you. Sorry about that.
The nation's crime. The nation's crime problem is in a dreadful, dreadful state. Did you read Six Flags of Georgia opened?
Yep. Right, over the weekend, Saturday.
A theme park like Disneyland or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And 200 teens rampaged through that. More than that?
675.
Oh, 675 teens. What? Just disrupting everything, correct?
Fighting, shooting at each other, causing chaos.
One of whom
chaos.
Was shot by police.
Yep.
I suppose that'll result in...
Well, that's what the main focus has received, or the main attention. What am I starting to say? That's what's received the most attention.
And I just read...
The videos from that scene, people need to look up. This is what you're dealing with on a daily basis.
And then I just read, and granted, there's many, many great stories. Many, many people did not get murdered today. But there is a woman in Alabama who was... She either knew her assailants or did not, but she was taken to an apartment, raped repeatedly, and made to perform all sorts of activities. And then when they were done with her, they shot her in the back of her head.
Yep.
Jeez.
This goes beyond the decline of moral and ethical integrity. This is a complete breakdown of society.
So are these issues that they refuse to discuss and bring up, are they doing that because they don't think they can help fix the crime problem? Or are they doing that because they like it and it's serving their purpose?
Can I answer that? Because I was going to bring this clip up.
The stepping up to the plate.
Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday was yesterday. We're all aware of that. There was a panel on CNN. I think this is CNN because that's Joy Reid, Jen Psaki, Rachel Maddow, or sorry, MSNBC.
Yeah.
So they're hosting the panel about, you know, thoughts and concerns from voters. Here's a 14-second clip, and I want you to listen, talking about the state of Virginia.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yes. I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build the wall. Like, what?
I mean, if So the immigration to them is just a laughing matter.
Correct. And this particular person captioned this with, 2 weeks ago in Virginia, an illegal alien from Venezuela was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl in Campbell County, Virginia. He had crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas in September of 2023 and was released into the U.S. by the federal government. These people are so freaking out of touch, and this is why people like myself are so sick and tired of this crap.
Well, here's the problem. We don't know who's coming into this country.
Yep.
Yeah, and these people are going to be shocked when we have to refer to ourselves as the United States of China in the next 2 years. So can I ask you a question?
And remember, China can do that, Kenny, without squeezing one trigger.
Yep. It'll be that simple. A question that's been plaguing me since yesterday. What's plan B for the Democrats in the the event of Biden's untimely demise? They seem set on running him at this point. What's plan B if he goes down before the election?
As it stands today, it's Biden versus Trump, and much can happen to either candidate between now and November. That's a long time. They're both getting up there in years. God knows what might befall either one of them. The Democrat plan, I would imagine, is the fallback would be, is it Newsom? Because he's a spawn of the devil. And
with all due respect.
No, I don't even mean due respect. The guy is a slime ball.
He is.
And I just think the country's in just really, really poor hands no matter where you look. It's just, but we're going to have to bring back a phrase we used back in 2016 when you read about things like employees of the VA wishing to abolish a world famous lovely photograph of the end of World War II. This is why Trump got elected. That phrase might be coming back. People are tired of this. They're tired of laughing fools on the news thinking we're merely uneducated rubes for worrying about the influx of people into this country with no plan for it whatsoever.
Maybe you guys can help me, John. I'm turning to you for help on this one. I swear I read an interpretation of last night's Minnesota primary as being more Republicans voted for Trump than Democrats voted for Biden. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. Yes. So Trump got more votes total than Biden did total within the parties, respective parties. And part of that, apparently, from what I'm reading, has to do with the fact that some of the Democrats are not voting because
right. They hate Jews.
Yeah. Many of the anti-Jew Democrats are voting uncommitted.
Correct. Yeah. And more questions about the... So are the Democrats voting for Biden, assuming that Kamala is going to be the running mate?
She is the running mate.
She absolutely is, and it's too late for that to change.
It isn't too late, but it's extraordinarily unlikely he's going to change that.
And they said last year, the administration, that she is his running mate for 2020.
How do you think the residents of Maine are going to vote? Residents of Maine are expressing their outrage over the state's plans to spend $13 million on constructing apartment complexes for illegal border crossers, where some could be afforded up to 2 years of free rent.
Oh, boy. I see that happening here. Oh, boy.
What about the needs of the people in Maine who've been living and working there all their life, supporting the state and the country?
Yeah, how do you think the Maine poor feel about that?
Many of the brand new buildings have already been completed, and the first began taking residents just 2 months ago. The project was initially funded by a $6 million program, which the State Housing Authority, Maine Housing, initiated. But Maine Housing doesn't have any money. The government doesn't have any money. That came from the taxpayers of Maine.
Jeez.
Up in this part of the world and up in Maine, they are giving illegal immigrants free housing, multi-million dollar free housing, while they're kicking out veterans in the street. Who said this? This is a quote by, I don't know who.
Is there proof to back that up? That's a pretty hot statement.
It was shared in a news clip by Maine Wire, whatever that is. That's called a conservative.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know why that should only be the concern of someone with conservative thinking.
That's what I don't get about where we're at in this country, period. A lot of this I'm seeing is nonpartisan. I just don't understand it.
Unless there's an anarchy faction of Americans who think this is amusing, because they don't pay anything towards it. But maybe they're enjoying this. It's speeding up the changing of this country into one that we're not going to recognize.
All my Democrat friends when I lived in South Minneapolis all had jobs, kids. They struggled to put their kids through college, mortgages, et cetera, American dreams. We were all the same except for what we voted for. How can we be this far apart already so suddenly? Why are they willing to throw away everything they worked for in their life?
Two things can be true, and one is the Democratic Party is not what it was even, 25 years ago, and the Republican Party is not what it was even 25 years ago. Neither party is what it used to be. Yeah. You know, I remember people that had portraits of JFK in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't nuts. They were just people who voted for Democrats. They weren't crazy people. Today's Democrats are crazy people, and today's Republicans are crazy people. That's why the country's in such bad condition.
But you've said it numerous times recently again that you were better off with Trump and some of Trump's policies. Well, a lot of Trump's policies benefited the country more than what we're seeing with Biden and the Democrats.
I don't know that I was personally better off, but I ran into a lot of people who wanted to inform me that they were better off.
Yeah, I'd say the same. Yeah.
And I said this to Joe before you guys dialed in. I think that's why he is appealing to so many people. It's not because of who he is as an individual. It is not who he is as a person. But he is the only thing right now that stands in the way from what we're seeing this administration doing. Because there is no other alternative, right?
Where was the wall he was supposed to have Mexico build? That didn't happen. I wish that would have happened. He didn't.
Well, wasn't.
Don't forget his health plan that was going to be out in 2 weeks.
So, okay, I'm glad you guys are going this way. Do you think, let's just speculate, and just wild spitballing here, and we're sitting around the pot-bellied stove at the Knack Hardware. If Trump had won the last election, would the country be noticeably different today? Would we have seen the incredible inflation, the deficits? Would things that costed $100 before the pandemic that now cost $500, would that have bounced back? Would Trump have had any effect on any of that?
I'm going to suggest that probably yes.
Probably
yes.
We wouldn't. Would I don't personally believe we would have the border situation we have. That was one of the first things Biden did when he took office.
So I think then speculating
I don't think we would have canceled a pipeline right off the bat.
Right. Speculating here then regarding the heavy turnout yesterday in Minnesota for Trump, Republicans for Trump, do you suppose a lot of folks might kind of feel the way you do about Trump, but they're holding their nose and they're voting that way because they feel the same way? Do you think that's what's happening?
Of course.
And they're willing to deal with a guy that's, you know, let's face it, he's a creep and a jerk.
Yep. What happens in the real election, the national election, to the 30% who voted here for Haley?
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no guarantee that Trump's got this sewed up. This is a very tight call right now. Yeah.
I think voting this year, we've talked about how it's not worth it. I think this year, more than any other year in the past, we have to vote.
What if Trump names Haley as his VP?
That's what I was wondering today. I don't think Trump can let what she said pass.
And I don't think he will either. I don't think he will either.
And you know, that might be, depending on the voter, whoever he picks for his vice presidential candidate, that might be a big factor because he has been known to ally himself with some very wacky Republicans. And if he does that, then for some people, he's off the board.
That's right. Well,
Nikki Haley, on the other hand, would change a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
Say, I've been talking to Tim Bloom. I went there the day after Christmas. I went to EcoFun.
Oh.
Picked out something the kids are going to need. All Tim has to do is agree to haul it someplace for me. I think he can.
Tim, I'll buy it, but you got to ship this thing to Chicago.
I think we can work that out. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and Burnsville. Listen to this. He's got an e-bike sale on now, 20 to 40% off. He's got a Vespa scooter sale on because there's still some 2023 models, 10% off. He's got 15% off all Yamaha side-by-sides. He wants you to welcome spring with these deals. Kawasaki UTVs, extra $500 off on all stock UTV models. Preseason youth ATVs, Moto Guzzi motorcycles. I'm getting a little... I don't know if I still want to ride, but 10 to 15% off all Moto Guzzi.
Wouldn't it be fun?
What garage art it is alone.
Yeah, yeah. It's so fun.
They're just gorgeous.
Just the Parkway Cruiser. It'd be a blast. Just
great stuff. It's a fun store. It's huge. You go up to 97, and you go immediately west, and it's two blocks. There it is. It's EcoFun Motorsports. Great big parking lot to test drive all this stuff. Don't buy an e-bike unless you ride it under their supervision and counsel. They'll straighten it all up for you, get you the right stuff, get the heat seat at the right height. They got experts there, including Kayla, Tim's daughter, who is an e-bike expert. It's EcoFun Motorsports. It's Minnesota's top scooter shop, and also ATVs, e-bikes, dirt bikes. It's a really, really fun store. It's EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake.
Yes, sir.
The Tears Earth is fears. Not your mother. The Joe Soucheray Show.
Hey, I've been speaking for years about my friends at Hofferman Water and Kinetico, and I got an email that said, "Are you really a customer?" Yeah. That's actually how this relationship started years ago. I had them come out for a free water analysis because my water was just god-awful. And I had a system installed. And then when we moved, my wife said the first thing we need is you to get in touch with Hofferman and Kinetico. And that's the first thing we did when we moved into our new house. So get on the schedule today for that free water analysis. That's step number one, 612-895-2440. You can also visit their website, which is HoffermanWater.com. When you get on that website, you can see every single system that they have to offer, whether it's a water softener, an iron rust or odor filtration system, or just a brand new drinking water system. Either way, they are going to take great care of you and your family like they have done for me, and they're going to make an amazing difference in the quality of your water. HoffermanWater.com. Get on that website and check out everything that they have for you, and please do me a favor. Make sure that you mentioned you heard about it on the Garage Logic podcast, because Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years. Joe?
Here's John Haidt.
Thank you, Joe. This news brought to you by North American Banking Company. The proverbial die is cast. Super Tuesday seeing victories for President Joe Biden on the Democratic side and for former President Trump on the Republican side. This morning, a couple things happening. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley dropping out of the 2024 presidential race after losing every state but Vermont yesterday. Haley did not announce an endorsement during her remarks this morning. Instead, she encouraged Trump, who's close to having the delegates needed to win the nomination, to earn the support of Republicans and independent voters who backed her. Here in Minnesota, on the Democratic side, Biden got 71% of the vote, Dean Phillips 8%, 19% uncommitted. Those uncommitted votes coming from Democrats who don't like the administration's stance on Gaza and the Israel-Palestinian war. On the Republican side in Minnesota, 69% of votes went to Trump, 29% Haley, and several former candidates picked up 1% each. Also this morning, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell endorsing Donald Trump for president on Wednesday. It's a bit of a turnaround, shall we say, from the one-time critic who blamed the then president.
I have changed my mind.
Does he even know? Act. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't have any idea.
Yes.
Your vice president, Joe, is Kamala Harris.
I understand.
And she was speaking at the International Association of Firefighters.
Oh, boy.
I'll just let her speak.
I know that one of the best ways we're going to keep our firefighters safe is to have more firefighters, to be able to work on the job with you, to be able to do the work that is about putting the resources into what the communities need. I know.
What?
Jesus.
She's wow. Just
wow.
You know what my favorite thing is? Springing new Kamala on you and just watching your facial
it's
reaction.
Just so horrible.
If
why do
he
I do
wins.
That to you?
He wins and he passes away Wednesday, the day after.
Yeah.
We've got 4 years of that.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe eight. Sorry.
Oh, John,
you are a son of a
John.
Bitch.
Oh, that one hurt. Oh.
I had to. Sorry. Oh, God.
So we're going to help the firefighters. Hiring more firefighters.
And she was slipping into dialect.
Yep,
and
yep.
And must have been a black guy in the front row.
We were off the air on the council when we suggested, I think GL should just come right out right now and throw our endorsement behind Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snoop's our guy.
Snoop just get 24. Completely zonked for 4 years.
Oh, man, yep. Look at all these delegates.
Other local and state news, the Teachers Union and St. Paul Public Schools have announced a tentative deal. The sides had been bargaining for months, but talks ramped up after 92% of the union's teachers, educational assistants, and school and community services personnel voted last month to authorize a strike. The negotiations included about 40 hours of bargaining over the past weekend, including sessions that went till 4:30 in the morning Saturday and 5 in the morning on Sunday. The talks continued Monday. Neither side talking about specifics of the deal, including salaries. The union's executive board is to talk about the deal more later on this afternoon. A ratification vote is expected sometime in the next couple of weeks. And then the agreement would also need to be formally approved by the Board of Education. Credit card skimming becoming a problem for EBT cards over the past couple of months. New Minnesota Department of Human Services data shows almost $400,000 in EBT fraud-related claims paid out to victims who were hit by card skimming or cloning. The amount of fraud discovered was at a level Minnesota DHS said they haven't experienced before. DHS Assistant Commissioner Tiki Brown said when people target folks that are getting benefits, it does hit particularly hard, especially around the holidays when budgets are already tight. Data provided to our friends at 5 Eyewitness News through a public records request from DHS involving EBT card skimming appears to show reports filed from 148 households in December and 579 household reports in January. Minnesota Republicans rallied at the Capitol yesterday in an effort to put a new state flag design before voters this fall. About two dozen people.
Yeah, you're being very generous, John.
Yes, Kenny, I knew you were going to question that. Met on the Capitol steps to call for keeping Minnesota's current state flag that features the state seal at the center of a dark blue background. Several held up or waved the flags as GOP lawmakers and others voiced frustration about the process that generated new state flag and seal designs. Legislature last year set up the Emblem Redesign Commission and tasked it with selecting the new state flag and seal before the end of the year. It took about 2,000 submissions, and the panel late last year approved new state flag and seal designs. They take effect on May 11th. That's Minnesota's Statehood Day. A trio of GOP lawmakers said the commission's process did not take in enough feedback from the public. Minnesotans should have a chance to put the designs to an up or down vote before they replace the current flag.
I didn't know we had a protest.
So, well, that's the problem with the Republican Party, Joe. That's why we can't win anything in this state, because we can't even have a protest. Seriously, this is an issue that I really love and I'm close to, and I hate that new flag. And when I saw the half dozen people there, I had to laugh at them and myself. I'm going to give you this poll. KSDP and Survey USA did a news poll, and they conducted this poll January 24th through the 29th. They released it on the 30th. It's 1,853 registered voters. Mm-hmm. What do you think should happen? Should the new flag be used beginning this May? Should a different new flag be designed? Or should the old flag be kept instead? Here's the numbers.
I want the numbers because I'm going to do some addition.
The new flag should be used 23%.
All right.
A different new flag should be designed, 21%.
Yep.
The old flag should be kept, 49%. Not sure, 7%. That gives us a 100% total.
70% of the respondents don't like the new flag.
That says something. Mm-hmm. And if you and I can't blame them, any talk show, radio, TV, news, and you saw that protest yesterday, you had no choice but to laugh. It was a bleeping joke, which is, I'm just going to say it, that's the Republican Party in this state. You're a joke.
But it doesn't stand to reason that in that 70%, they're all Republicans.
Oh, they break it down for you. They break down gender, they break down your politics, where you live, your age, if you're a parent, your party affiliation. I mean, they break it way down. So you can divide these numbers up on all those different factors.
The 23% who like the new flag, that there's your problem in this state. They're responsible for everything.
Yeah. And remember, this was never put to the voters.
This is that 23% is the reason we're in the condition we're in. You morons looked at that flag, 23% of you, and you actually approve it. That's the problem.
And here's the problem. We're talking about this, and this has become an issue on the news instead of the money that's going into the office, the new office building, or any other topic that we should be discussing instead. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're arguing about this.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of giving you the poll, Rookie's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Rook.
Yeah.
Every time I had a colonoscopy, I went to work.
No, not today.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Are you bent over?
You shouldn't be groaning. It's over.
Are you laying on your stomach?
No, we're sitting on the pot.
Oh.
No, that part should be over.
That part ain't over yet.
Did they find anything?
I can't walk 10 feet. I feel fine. I just feel, hello, when does this bleep end? I told them if I see another can of Gatorade, I'm going to bleep my pants.
Yeah, but you're done with that. You've had the test.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Well, you're then something's wrong. You should go back.
Yeah.
Get it done again.
They told me not to drive.
Well, then get somebody to take you back. You should not still be going to the bathroom. That part should be done.
No, I think we're still got a little extra. I went a little overboard with my...
No, but I got news for you. He wouldn't have done the deal if you were still full of stuff.
Hey, he knows what he's doing.
Matthew?
I'm not full of any stuff but clear liquid.
Did you pass? Are you good?
Yeah. He found 8 large pull-ups.
Polyps?
Polyps, too.
Polyps. He zapped them all, and I got to go back in a year.
Oh, good. That's a good thing you didn't wait any longer than this.
How did you enjoy the ironically named Go Lightly?
It didn't go lightly.
I know.
Did you stop on the way home at a fast food place and load up on burgers?
Arby's?
No, but they should rename that Go With Pressure. No, actually, I came home and had a bacon, ham, sausage, and cheese omelet.
I was going to say, weren't you starving?
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mick said, do you want to stop? And I said, no, let's just get home.
Are you telling me the truth? They found 8 polyps?
Yeah.
Then
you told me.
Then we all saved your life.
Okay, you're going to take credit for that today.
Yes, I am.
One more question, Matthew. Did you watch on the monitor, or did you have your eyes closed? Was it as romantic as I told you it was going to be? Soft music,
Kenny,
a little light narcotic, a little nibbling on your neck.
I will say this, the anesthesiologist, the anesthetic nurse,
yeah.
He was pretty cute. He was cute.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Did you watch it, though? Did you see it happen?
He just flushed a toilet.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Oh, you could hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
You couldn't hear the toilet paper roll, though, right?
No.
Well, the doctor did say...
Let him go here. He's sick.
You could drive in. You just got to wear swimming trunks and wear a trash bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you did that, son.
Thank you. Thank you for encouraging me. The diaper home is very... it's pleasant. The cleanup's kind of rough.
All of that is foreign to me. I mean, when you're done, you're done.
Speaking of the cleanup,
can we not speak of the cleanup?
No issues with the carpet or anything like that, Matt?
Zeros has got to come back out again.
I was very, they scared the hell out of me with their email. So I went everything to the T and everything went out as planned. I never felt sick or I never had any accidents, as we say.
No, you shouldn't have. It's all fine. But if you still are going, you better get back there and tell them something's wrong, Doc.
Well, I've got to get all the liquid. It's not, you know, let's not get graphic here, but I'm hoping just to get the endorsement out of it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What can this colonoscopy do for me?
I've already Instagrammed out. I'm about to tweet out, so.
All right.
Great. Don't link me on that.
You want to tell us about Zero Res with a newfound appreciation for cleanliness?
Well, you know what? It is the season for that spring cleaning.
It's colonoscopy season.
Spring cleaning.
Aside from your Zero Res carpets, what you need cleaned out is your colon. No, I'm not going to do that ad yet. I will tell you, if you have the colon medicine and you didn't make it to the bathroom, you need to call Zero Res.
Oh,
they can help you.
Wow.
Can you give me a 10-second credit for that?
Yes.
No, let's get serious now. The people at Zero Res have been with Garage Logic since the beginning, since they started here in Minnesota.
This is their last day, they're deciding.
Yep.
No, they're so successful with Garage Logic, they're not going anywhere. They focus on their air ducts, the carpets, the whole house cleaning. You're going to save big in March when you beat the spring cleaning rush. I got some limited time offers for our cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Here's the deal. You are going to check out the 17,000 raving customer reviews online, 4.9 Google rating. See what all the hype is about. And yes, I told you about your air ducts. Your air ducts are like the lungs of your home. If they're dirty, your indoor quality air suffers. So get this month 3 rooms Zero Resified from Minnesota's number one carpet cleaner starting at just $129. Take $75 off your air duct cleaning and 20% off all upholstery. You owe it to yourself and to your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean, and get your colonoscopy. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZEROREZ, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and tell them you want the rookie Flush It Out special. Spelled forwards or backwards, it's spelled the same, ZEROREZ. Thanks, fellas.
I'll just start when...
Yeah.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Soucheray.
In other news, Florida officials are sending at least 140 state troopers along with various resources such as drones and license plate readers to popular beach towns in a preemptive strike against spring break-related crime, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. They'll be dispatched to several spring break hotspots in South Florida with a high concentration of troopers patrolling Miami Beach as well as other popular areas. In addition to manpower, the state is sending aviation drones, mobile command vehicles to help out with traffic management and logistics, and license plate readers to help identify subjects with outstanding warrants or driving stolen vehicles. New footage appears to show Ukrainian forces destroying several Russian armored vehicles in the east of the war-torn country as Moscow bears down on Ukrainian positions across the front lines. The clip shared by Ukrainian Defense Ministry appears to show an airborne drone filming a column of Russian armored vehicles moving through the countryside. The video looks to show the vehicles trying to change direction and soldiers evacuating the convoy. At that point, smoke becomes visible from some of the vehicles and a final shot showing a vehicle in flames. No indication when or where that footage was filmed. It's not possible to independently verify. Newsweek has reached out to the Ukrainian military and Russian defense ministry for comment via email. Independent Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema announcing yesterday she will not run for re-election this year, leaving the Senate after one term that saw her paint Arizona blue, then leave the Democratic Party and play a key role in numerous legislative negotiations in a tightly divided Senate. Sinema said in a video posted on her X account, "Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year." She was expected to have a pretty tough contest this year, a three-way contest. The leading Republican 2022 gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake, and leading Democrat, Ruben Gallego, are already running hard to replace Sinema. We have a musician death. This one hits me a little bit hard. Pianist Jim Beard has died. He played with a veritable who's who in the jazz field, but for the past two decades or so, he's been a member of Steely Dan, both in the studio and on tours. He also released a fine duet album with Steely Dan guitarist John Harrington back in 2019 called Chunks and Chair Knobs. Beard was 63 years old. He was out on tour with Steely Dan. They've been opening for the Eagles on a current tour, but no cause of death has been released by his family or by the band.
Pretty young, John.
63, very young and very healthy, normal-looking fella.
What got him?
We don't know. They don't know.
Was he a drug addict? No, long-haired rock and rollers?
Very short hair. Oh. A great jazz. He's played with Weather Report, Pat Metheny, John Scofield, all sorts of folks. Yeah, before he started touring with Steely Dan. Wall Street Journal reporting Jeff Bezos is again the world's richest man. His net worth, $200 million this week. The personal wealth.
Billion, probably.
Did I say million?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes.
He has $200 million in his pocket.
$200 billion with a B.
That's his fun money.
Right,
yeah.
The top three, I did not know this, who keep changing spots are Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bernard Arnault, who is the chief of LVMH, which I did not know.
He's a frog.
Read this story.
He's one of them frogs.
Yes. That's true.
Yep.
They've rotated places in recent years atop the ranking. Musk's net worth has dropped by $31 billion this year so far, as shares of Tesla have tumbled by about 24% year to date. Meanwhile, Bezos' net worth has gone up, increased by about $23 billion in 2024. The net worth of Musk had dropped $300 billion in 2021. The following year, he acquired Twitter, now X, for $44 billion and sold Tesla stock that year, at least in part to fund the acquisition of the social media company.
LVMH is a, I guess you would call it, a group of luxury brands, including Louis Vuitton, Hennessy, right? And there's another.
They got a lot of nice stuff.
Got a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah, they do.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, remember him?
I wish he'd go away. He's a complete louse.
Well, we got new charges now. a dozen new criminal charges to go along with all that stuff that we found about last year, found out about. It was a bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar, where he apparently had lots of money and gold bars stored at his house. These new charges come days after one of New Jersey's businessmen, who was previously indicted alongside Menendez and his wife and two others, agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with the investigation. He had faced four counts of conspiracy to commit bribery, conspiracy to commit honest services fraud, conspiracy to commit extortion under color of official, and conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The new charges add to the underlying so-called crimes to the conspiracy charges. Menendez has denied any wrongdoing and accused prosecutors of targeting him. More than a quarter of U.S. adults say that most days they're so stressed out it's hard to function. That's according to an American Psychological Association Stress in America poll. The place we have the most stress in America, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
I wonder why.
The number one state for stress is Tennessee. They only have a top 10. None of our states here in the Midwest are in the top 10. A lot of southern states: Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Nevada, South Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, West Virginia, and Indiana.
I wonder why.
Most of the states in the South, they say people work longer hours than the rest of us.
I see.
For instance, 50-hour weeks, that sort of thing.
Casey, what? Whoa, no way. That ain't happening. I quit.
In case you guys were curious, he did, in fact, tweet out a photo of his various products that he had to use.
I'm currently retweeting it. I think we all should.
I don't want to see it. John,
no,
thank
I think you.
You
should make sure you retweet it, Joe. Let's hang our hats on this cause.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you.
That's what I thought you were going to
do. I was going to tell you.
Hey, let me tell you.
Let me tell you something here.
Hey.
I got it right here. Oh, well, I had it right here. You know, my garage door guy is not just a guy. He's the whole family.
That's right.
And it's Precision Door of the Twin Cities in Western Wisconsin. And it's here somewhere.
I think it's right there.
They don't charge more for weekends.
Are you talking about the best family-run business?
Yeah,
for your garage door needs.
Yeah, and they don't give you that BS about I got to go back to the shop to find a nut and bolt. Hopefully, they have it with them. They want to do your job in one visit. They text you when they're on the way. They keep you informed. They're great people. I told you they don't charge more for weekends, and that's crucial. Because I've had a garage door go out on weekends, and man, you can get taken to the cleaners. So they do everything, the rollers, the springs, they'll fix up your app and your phone if you have that. They got it all figured out, plus doors. They do garage doors. There's Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities in Western Wisconsin. It's a GLer-owned business. And I want you to put their number in your contacts because you're going to need it. Just write Precision, then put the number down. 612-263-6985, or you can find them at precisiondoormn.com. That's precisiondoormn.com.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Soucheray.
I was sent a 26-question white privilege test.
26?
Oh, boy. I'm going to need a bigger piece of
paper. Get a pencil and paper. This is recommended by the Royal Historical Society of the UK. It's based on the white privilege test written by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Do I need to know? I don't know how to spell that.
You don't need to know that.
Okay, thank you.
And the research on white privilege by Peggy McIntosh. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie is a novelist, author of short stories and nonfiction. Her latest book is Dear, a Name I Can't Pronounce, or A Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions. Okay. Dr. Peggy McIntosh is a senior research scientist and former associate director of the Wellesley Centers for Women. She founded the National Seed Project, which is an acronym for seeding, seeking educational equity and diversity. Rather than at the end, I offer you that at the beginning, because there's not a chance in hell that you could take this and not be guilty of white privilege, because I'm very comfortable in suggesting to you that this is BS, and they want you to acknowledge that you have white privilege.
Well, that's fine, but I don't like the word guilty.
Whatever. Number one, I guess these are yes or no's.
All right.
If I wish to, I can arrange to be in the company of people my race most of the time.
Wait, what?
If I wish to, I can arrange to be in the company of people of my race most of the time.
Okay.
But wouldn't that be true of black people, too?
That'd be true of anybody.
Of course it would.
I'm not answering that one.
Well, I didn't know that was an option.
Is it true?
I'm putting no.
You're not in the comfort of white people?
Oh, you're being obstinate.
No, you didn't understand the question, moron.
I don't understand. How am I supposed to
repeating it for the last time? There's 26 of these.
Jesus, Reavers.
We'll be here till
Friday.
Come
on, listen. If I wish to, I can arrange to be in the company of people of my race most of the time. I'm answering no. I go to lots of things where I don't know who's going to be there.
Think about those town ball crackers, Reavers. Isn't there one team actually named the Crackers?
Yeah, I think so.
Number two, I can be sure that no matter where I move to, my neighbors in that location will be pleasant or neutral to me. I would not make that presumption at all. I'm answering no.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
BS. Number three, I can go shopping alone and be sure that I won't be followed or harassed.
No.
Have you ever walked into a car dealership? They don't leave you alone. For the minute you step your foot inside the door, you're grabbed.
Yeah.
Often by a black salesperson. That's a no.
Often.
You authors. Oh, number four. I can turn on the television, open a newspaper, and see people of my white race widely represented.
In current commercials, I'd say no.
So, yeah, Chris Rock mentions this in his latest stand-up. There's no more white-white or black-black couples.
No.
All the couples on TV are mixed race these days. I'm giving this a no.
Yeah. I'm giving this a no. So far, I'm all no.
I think I'm going to go why.
You only get yes or no, okay? You want to get kicked out of class?
Why is for yes.
Why is for yes.
Yeah. Number five. I can go to a museum or art gallery and will see people of my race widely represented in the objects and artworks. Well, I'm going to go no. I've been to many museums where I'm seeing ancient Egyptian stuff. I mean, what is this BS?
Yeah, what were they?
See, they want you to say yes. They want you to be a whitey. They want you to be a white whitey.
Hey, whitey.
Number six, I can be sure that when told about our national heritage or about civilization, I am shown the people of my color made it what it is. Should I give them a yes on that one?
No. Say it again. That's an N.
I can be sure that when told about our national heritage or about civilization, I am shown that people of my color made it what it is.
That's a no, Joe, especially in 2024.
Yeah. All right. I'm crossing the S out. That's a no.
That's an N.
Seven, I can be sure that my children will be taught a curriculum which testifies to the existence of their race. That's where they're duplicitous. That's where equity comes in, because what they would suggest is math needs to be taught equitably, and so there might be some kids who don't like the fact that 2 + 2 = 4. That's what my kids are being taught, but that's unfair because it's not equitable. So therefore, I'm giving you frauds who wrote this a no.
Yeah, that was a question for the 1970s.
That's a no, you frauds. That's an N. I can go into a shop and easily find the food, music, or clothes which represent my race or fit with my culture traditions. Okay, I don't have any traditions.
I'm not going to the store looking for Lawrence Welk, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus. What a dumbass question Give me a break.
You know what that's getting from me? And no. I can go to a hairdresser and be sure that they can cut my hair. Well, you know what? If I go to a hairdresser, I'm making a pretty good bet they can cut my hair.
These are stupid.
Of course they're stupid, because this movie is stupid. I'm giving that a no.
I cut my hair better than any barber I've ever met.
I can count on my skin color to work against the appearance. I can count on my skin color not to work against the appearance of my financial reliability. Well, that's a strong no, because my skin color has never entered anything I've done for financial reliability.
Yeah.
You could be a black person and buy shares in Mars and Power. You don't need to be. It's not against the law.
It's my willingness to do shitty jobs.
So these people are, they haven't gotten an honest yes out of me yet.
They got a few from me.
I can swear, dress scruffily and not answer letters without having people attribute these choices to the bad morals, poverty, or literacy of my race. Well, I don't dress scruffily, and I answer letters.
I don't.
Okay, that's a no. Bleep you people.
What am I? Wait, what am I?
I don't care what you are. You're probably a whitey.
Well,
Look at you. You're terrible looking.
I look awful, and
look
I don't
horrible
answer.
And you're scruffy, and
I don't answer emails.
That's
I don't
yes
answer texts.
That's
so
a yes for you.
I'm a yes. All right.
I can speak in public to a powerful male group without putting my race on trial.
Only if I'm intoxicated, then I can.
That's a no for me. I've spoken to many different groups. This is BS.
Otherwise,
I can do
sweat.
Well professionally without being a credit to my race. No, I've often been called a credit to my race.
I have never been called a credit to anything.
That gets a no. They say, Joe, you're a fine credit to your race. How do you think Trump would answer this test? I am never asked to speak for my entire racial group.
Boy, I would hope not.
Yeah, that's a no. Yeah. That's a no.
No, wait, that would be a yes.
I think you're answering the opposite, Joe.
You're answering
that's why
wrong.
I was confused at the beginning.
About you're 10 answering of them in wrong. A row you've done that yeah. way.
Wait a minute. I've got white privilege?
Yeah, no, you're answering them.
I am never asked to speak for my entire racial group.
Are you ever asked to speak for your entire racial group?
No.
That's correct.
That's a yes.
I never am.
No.
And
so
that's
if
a
I,
yes.
But if I say yes, they've trapped me into believing that that's because have white privilege.
Joe, nobody's coming up to you and saying, hey, Cracker, how do the white people feel about that?
No one ever does that.
So that's a yes.
So that's a yes.
That's a no.
No, it's a yes.
It's a yes.
No, it's not. Joe, look at
you've
look
done
it.
That with every question.
Read the question slowly.
I am never asked to speak for my entire racial group. If I answer yes, that's telling the authors what they want to hear, that's because I have white privilege.
So you're not really taking the test.
You're not really taking the test. You're not being honest. You're cheating.
No, I'm very honest. That was a no.
Jesus, you're a politician is what you are.
I can remain oblivious of the language and customs of persons of color without feeling in my own culture any penalty for such oblivion.
Okay. I tried to keep up in Jamaica, but, you know, I'm from Minnesota, and I'm a Swede. It's hard. It's not easy.
That's a no. I'm answering
Hell, I can't even understand people from the South.
That's a no. I'm no on that. I understand everybody's culture. That's a no.
I don't.
That's a no.
I can't keep up.
I can criticize our government and talk about how much I fear its policies and behavior without being seen as a cultural outsider. Well, may I be entirely serious for a moment? We're not short of black people in America who criticize the government and its policies.
Right.
Particularly when it comes to law enforcement. So that's a BS question.
Well, they're all BS. Yeah,
that's
just answer it honestly.
That's a no for me. I'm no.
That's a yes. You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it the opposite.
I got all no's. I'm no.
How did you get as far as you have? I don't understand this.
You know why? Because I'm a credit to my race. I can be pretty sure that if I ask to talk to the person in charge, I will be facing a person of my race.
No, no, no.
That's a no. No. That's a no. Where do How do think? I know who's coming out as the manager?
That's not even true out in the sticks. No. Give me a break.
I can easily buy books, children's toys, posters, and greeting cards or magazines featuring people of my race. No, that's a no. I can't even do that. I get no all kinds idea. Of stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
As a child, I had access to books where the heroes and protagonists were the same race or color as me. That's not true. That's not true. That's
that
no.
bastard Holden Caulfield. What was he?
He was a white guy.
I never considered.
I can go home from most meetings of organizations I belong to. Well, I wouldn't belong to any club that would have me.
Exactly.
I can go home from most meetings of organizations I belong to feeling somewhat tied in rather than isolated, out of place, outnumbered, unheard, held at a distance, or feared. No, I can't go home that way. That's a
I feel that way everywhere I go.
You feel that way right this minute.
Right now. Yeah. So that's a no, right?
That's a no, yeah.
All right.
I can take a job with an affirmative action employer without having coworkers suspect that I got it because of race. No, that's a no.
No.
That's a no. I'm a credit to my race. That's a no. I can be sure that the gatekeepers in my life, such as my boss, my local MP, or my landlord, are the same color or race as me. Well, no, I seriously cannot be sure of that, you lying frauds. That's a no. Huh? Three more.
Four more questions. Oh, three more. I'm sorry.
I can be sure that if I need legal or medical help, the color of my skin will not work against me. No, that's a no. That's a no. They might not want to represent me. That's a no.
Okay. I had this one incident where I had to be shaved. I had to be shaved in a certain area for a procedure.
Sure.
And it was a black gal, and she used the dullest razor on the planet.
You know,
and
I was
convinced.
You.
I was convinced it was because I was a big dumb fat cracker.
That's right.
So is that yes or no?
I'm going no on that. I can choose to make up. I can choose makeup or bandages in flesh color.
Oh God! Who
cares
about
this? And have them more
this?
Or less match my skin. Hell, lady, I've used brown duct tape. Are you kidding me? This is a no.
I'm kidding.
It's a no.
No.
At school and university, I can be sure that most of my teachers are the same color or race as me. Absolutely not.
No.
It's a no.
Now, that should be the last one.
That's the last one. If you answered more than 13 yes, you have considered that white privilege may play a role in your life. Contact the museum detox today and get your white privilege prescription.
Oh.
See, they want to browbeat it out of you.
One, two,
I don't
three,
have to contact them because I had 26 no's.
7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 26? I have 25 questions.
I do, too. I only have 25 questions.
Which one did you miss, I wonder?
Well, you must have skipped one.
You skipped one.
Well, I got all my no's are here.
We should probably start over then. Take it again.
No, we're not. But all my no's are here. Yeah.
I have 10 Y. I have 15 N.
I have 13 Y.
Well, John, you need N. a detox.
Okay.
You need to contact
I quit a couple years ago, Joe.
Well, I know, but
he's good to go.
You need a white privilege detox, and you get that at the...
I could use one. I've been getting into the NyQuil lately, pretty heavy.
MuseumDetox.com. I wonder what that's... See what that's like, John. MuseumDetox.com.
Now, is this going to count on my final grade at the end of the year?
Yes, you got an A. How many no's did you have?
15 no's, 10 Y's.
Yeah, you're not, with 10 Y's, you have no white privilege. I have 26 no's. I'm the opposite of white privilege.
You answered some of them
untruthfully. No, they're all true.
We have
busted
no's.
You.
You're either cheating or confused.
What's Museum of Detox?
Museum of Detox?
No, I gave you the website.
Well, it's museumdetox.com, which says it can't be reached. If that's
you know what? It's probably out of business because they figured out these phonies. Probably done. I got a lot of no's, baby. I don't have a white privilege.
Chris, did you even take the test?
I got three. Three and then started watching the hockey game.
Three yeses.
Chris wins.
You know why you began watching the hockey game?
It was my guilt.
Because you had white privilege.
I have my white privilege and my guilt.
Remember when we talked about maybe saving stuff for best ofs?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Don't save that.
Yeah. Only because they come to us all the way from Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, the traveling Lymans at worldwidewaftage.com.
It's dot org, Joe. Museumdetox.org.
Oh, did you find it?
I did, yes.
What's it say?
A network for people of color who work in museums, galleries, libraries, archives, and the heritage sector.
Yeah, never mind. On this day,
March 6,
in 1852, Hennepin County was formed, named for Lewis Hennepin, the Franciscan missionary who saw and named the Falls of St. Anthony in 1680. On this day,
3-6,
in 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court rendered the Dred Scott decision, in which the judges declared that an enslaved Missouri man, Dred Scott, now being a citizen, had no right to bring suit. Scott had lived at Fort Snelling and in other free areas with his owner, Dr. John Emerson, and he claimed that residence in free states and territories made him a free man. While living at Fort Snelling from 1836 to 1838, Scott married Harriet Robinson, an enslaved woman owned by an Indian agent named Lawrence Taliaferro.
That's a fascinating story to read about. Wow. Absolutely fascinating. And there were a few cases throughout the United States where slaves had sued for their freedom, and it was granted to them.
But they didn't give it to Dred.
Nope, not here. Not in good old liberal Minnesota. Oh, nope. Boy.
On this day,
March 6th,
in 1862, Henry B. Whipple, the Episcopal Bishop of Minnesota, wrote a letter to Abraham Lincoln on behalf of the Dakota, describing corruption among agents of the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs and asking for justice for a wronged and neglected race. The U.S. Dakota War of 1862 began in Minnesota later that year.
That guy that said, let them eat grass, he ended up with a mouthful of grass, dead in the grass.
On this day.
Yes, March 6th.
In 1868, Grant, Lyon, and Wilkin counties were formed out of Lucky Parle County, which ceased to exist. Well, it's back in business because they're in Lucky Parle County. Lake of the Woods, Lucky Parle, Le Sueur, Lincoln, and Lyon are your L counties. Grant and Lyon are named for Civil War generals Ulysses S. Grant and Nathaniel Lyon. Wilkin County had previously been named for Robert Toombs, but that'd be kind of a bad county, wouldn't it? Toombs County, who later became a Confederate leader. In other words, we would have named it for Toombs had he not become a Confederate leader. The county was then named for Andy Johnson for the president, but his political attitude disturbed the country's residents, leading them to adopt the present name, which honors Colonel Alexander Wilkin. On this day,
March 6th,
in 1871, here we go, the name Lucky Parle was given to a new county. The name is French for lake that talks, likely referring to echoes along the bluffs surrounding the lake. Yellow Medicine County was also formed, named for the root of the moon seed called Pajuta Z, yellow medicine, by Dakota people and used as a medicinal herb. And finally, on this day,
March 6th,
in the year 2000, Duluth became the first city in the nation to ban the sale of mercury thermometers to prevent the element from polluting the environment. Minnesota had prohibited use of mercury thermometers in hospitals in 1992.
Hmm.
But what did Duluth take it a step further and just say, none?
No, no more.
Even if you had one at home when the kid had
the flu,
you can't have it. I knew a guy who collected mercury. He would break a thermostat apart.
Oh, it's fun.
Or a thermometer just to get the mercury.
Yeah.
And keep it in a jar.
Watch it roll around.
And
didn't we used to give it to people to cure your issue is.
I remember in grade school.
Hey, you guys want to come see my mercury?
Well, yeah, in grade school, we had kids who would bring mercury to school. You'd go out on the playground, roll it around.
Put it on your
tongue. That explains a lot.
And that killed a lot of us off, I think.
Yeah. Weeding out the stupid.
That's what we did. All right, GLers, thank you.
GLers, please do us a favor, if you have not done so already, subscribe to Garage Logic on YouTube. Yeah, you could join the thousands of GLers who have found us on YouTube. All you have to do is search for Garage Logic Podcast. Would you gentlemen like to know the number one question I always see on our YouTube videos?
No.
Not really, I sure do miss those guys on the radio.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Well...
still get that.
Huh? Yep, we still do. So anyway, if you want to go there, you get all sorts of stuff, including behind-the-scenes content, full segments, and video shorts. That's Garage Logic Podcast on YouTube.